Australia has joined a long list of other countries, 13 countries in total, including the US, in criticising a long-awaited World Health Organization report into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. This criticism and the report were released overnight. The reports found the pandemic likely came to humans from animals, and it states the theory that the virus leaked from a Chinese laboratory in Wuhan was the least likely explanation. But some countries are accusing China of failing to allow researchers access to the data needed to deliver independent and objective findings. Dominic Dwyer is Director of Public Health Pathology at New South Wales Health and a member of the WHO team of experts that delivered this report. Dominic Dwyer, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Fran.
This report is highly anticipated, I think it's fair to say, and it was meant to produce lessons to stop something like this happening in the future. What does your report tell us about the most likely way this pandemic began?
Look, I think the report is pretty clear in that it favours the observation that the transmission of this virus came from bats in the natural environment through some sort of intermediate animal into humans. Where this happened is most likely in Wuhan, of course, in China, but the evidence to confirm all of that is an ongoing process.
The report actually says no firm conclusion can be drawn about whether the pandemic started in that wet market in Wuhan where it was first detected. You visited that market. Why couldn't we come to a firm conclusion? Why couldn't you be sure if that's where the pandemic jumped from animals to people?
Well, look, I think the difficulties are, of course, what we know now about COVID-19. The outbreak certainly exploded in the market in Wuhan. There's no doubt about that. But what the virus was doing, if you like, in the few weeks beforehand is the part that's really hard to tease out. And I think that's why the evidence, it just isn't there, of course. If it was there, well, wouldn't have had to do the report in the first place. So it's really understanding those early days prior to the explosion that is the most difficult. And I think that's, outlined in the report. And that's the suggestion where you have to go to do further work.
Okay. So what you say is, in a sense, is unknowable, because if a bat did bite an animal, that animal, you can't know that.
It's not unknowable. It's unknown at this time. So, for example, if we find a bat in a cave with SARS-CoV-2 in it, then that would be, I guess, a smoking gun, if you like, for that hypothesis.
Is anyone looking for that bat?
Absolutely.
Who?
Absolutely. So look, there's a lot of work that's already been done unsuccessfully to date, but this will continue on for ages. I mean, when you look at something like Ebola virus, we've had these outbreaks for 40 years or more, and it's only in the last couple of years that they've figured out the origin of it. So it really is time-consuming and slow, to be honest.
Sure. Who's looking for that bat, though, figuratively speaking? Is it Chinese authorities?
Oh, look, I think it's a whole range of people, because this sort of work is done not just in China. I mean, obviously bats.
No, but obviously we need to find the one in China if this is where it began.
Oh, well, if it began in China, that's right. But we know that these viruses or related viruses are in a whole range of countries, for example, in Southeast Asia and elsewhere in Asia. So, the bats and viruses don't follow borders, obviously. So what you really need is a wide approach to looking for these sorts of animal origins.
Can we go to the criticism of your report from these 14 countries, which include Australia and include America? It says it's essential we voice our shared concerns that the international experts' study on the source of the SARS-CoV-2 virus was significantly delayed and lacked access to complete original data and samples. Do you accept that criticism? Were you given enough access to data and samples?
Oh, look, I think that that's pointed out in the report, in the sense that what we're saying is that you need to go back and get further samples. We've identified some of those samples. They need to be tested. No doubt about that whatsoever. In the same way that, yes, some data wasn't available, but that data is coming through. I mean, we're only there 4 weeks, of course. So these are ongoing things. To think that it's a sort of one-stop shop and you'll find the answer would be naive. So it is an ongoing process.
But in this statement, they expressed concern that you didn't get full access to data, research and personnel needed. Did you? You were there on the ground. Did you get the data? Did you get the reports? Did you get the access that you wanted and you needed?
Look, we got an enormous amount of access to an enormous amount of data. Whether we got it all or not, of course, if it's hidden, one wouldn't know by definition. Um, but But we got an enormous amount of data, and that data is still coming through. Some of the things that the WHO report has suggested to be done are now being done already by Chinese researchers. So, look, I think it's a moving feast, if you like, and I think there's ongoing work to do. Yes, there could have been more things that we could have got access to. Yes, it could have been done, you know, 6 months earlier and so on. But those sort of things become political decisions, not scientific ones, of course.
As someone, a scientist who was involved on this, who was part of this fact-finding mission, what do you make of this criticism? Do you welcome it or does it make you cranky?
I'm too old to be cranky. But I think there's two parts to this. I mean, there's a scientific approach and trying to get the science done in the best possible way. Now, the political interpretation of the science and how it's done and so on is another question, and that's, you know, a political question. In terms of getting the data, we got as much as, you know, we could get. I think the conclusions and so on are all appropriate. Now, how that is judged politically becomes an issue for the politicians, to be honest.
Okay, when you come to the conclusions, as we said at the beginning, it's almost quite still inconclusive in the sense, but the report does find that if there was one thing that might be knowable, and that is if this came from a leak from the virology lab in Wuhan, your report finds that's extremely unlikely. In fact, that's the least likely that the pandemic started after a leak from the lab. Why did you come to that conclusion? Because I note that Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus from the WHO has said overnight that the investigation was not extensive enough and the lab leak theory could do with some further investigation.
Oh, look, I think the report has never said that no further work would be done. That hypothesis is still on the table. It's a question of whether there's evidence that can be found to support that. And if people have evidence for that, fantastic. Away you go and investigate.
How hard did you look for it, though, that you could say it's the least likely? Did you get into that lab? Were you given access to that lab?
Yes. Oh, yes. We went to the lab. I mean, we visited the lab. We spoke to the scientists doing the work. We spoke to the manager of the lab in terms of what biosecurity protocols they had in place, what sort of work they had done with their staff in terms of testing them and so on. So we certainly got answers to that. I mean, of course, you know, one can do significantly more forensic type investigations of a laboratory, but that's not what we were asked to do. So, I mean, look, you know, I think everyone's quite happy for further work to be done. It just needs the evidence to take that further.
But again, as a member of that team, do you feel confident in saying the virus did not leak from that lab?
I'm reasonably confident that the virus did not leak from the lab, yes, knowing, you know, my experience with those sorts of laboratories and that sort of work. I mean, the laboratory leak hypothesis has become a politicised issue, which is tricky but understandable, I guess, and one's got to work through it.
And just finally and briefly, Dominic, earlier on you said if this started in Wuhan at that market, if it started in China, you're not certain that that's where it began?
Oh, look, clearly there's no doubt it exploded through China. Now, where the virus first came from, that is the unknown bit, as I've said. So, I mean, I think it started in China, but you've got to be open to think, well, could it have been in the neighbouring country? Could it have been a bat that came across? Who knows? But I think the work that you need to do has to be done in China and has to be done, to be honest, in other countries that have those bats. So I think there's a problem with that. No.
Dominic Dwyer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Dominic Dwyer is Director of Public Health Pathology at New South Wales Health Pathology. He was one of the international team of experts on the WHO team investigating the origins of COVID-19. As I mentioned, a long list of countries, including Australia, has since criticised the report on the basis that they don't believe the team was given access to complete, timely, complete original data and samples.